Ongoing right now, it's the WCHL and Chapelboro.com Healthiest You Challenge. We're in week six of this. We got 64 competitors divided up into eight teams of eight. They've got coaches working with them to help them get fit and get healthy, everyone with individually tailored goals. We're getting close to the end of this challenge. It has been a lot of fun, as always. And we are joined now, sponsored by UNC Healthcare, which has been sponsoring this challenge the whole time, and I-9 Sports, which is one of the sponsors of the challenge. We're joined now by the coach and one of the competitors from Team I-9 Sports in the WCHL Healthiest You Challenge. Juan DeMonte is the coach. Angela Bird is the challenger. How are you guys doing?
Wonderful.
Hi, Aaron. How you doing?
Doing good. So, Angela, let me start with you. Tell us about yourself, how you got involved with the challenge. What was it that motivated you to sign up?
Well, I am a Chapel Hill native, born and raised, and I work at UNC. And I was actually invited by a coworker who sent me the link like on the last day to enter the challenge.
Awesome.
But I accepted and I've really enjoyed it.
Very cool. So yes. I know we get more entries than we have spots. So you got in. Did your coworker get in or?
Not initially.
Okay.
But then.
Oh, eventually.
Yeah, so she
okay.
She is participating.
Okay. That would have been the irony of ironies,
exactly.
Right? If you were like getting into this and she was just sort of sitting back and relaxing for the next 6 weeks. So Juan, let me talk to you. You're with you're the coach with Team I-9 Sports, but what is your background? Is this your first time coaching for the Healthiest You Challenge?
Yes, this is my first time coaching.
How's it been going?
I'm actually an intern at the wellness center.
Okay.
So I was actually paired up with Paige. She's one of the wellness attendants over there, and it's been a really great experience for myself. I've gotten to apply, you know, the knowledge that I've acquired, you know, in school, and you know, kind of actually seen it, you know, do its thing, you know, in the workouts, and actually, you know, Angela can say how much of an impact it has. You know, causing her, but it's been a really, really good experience for myself. Yeah.
So what is your background?
So I'm an exercise science student at UNC Charlotte.
Okay.
I'm actually from Chapel Hill, and then I transferred there about two years and a half ago. And this is my last semester, and then as part of my program, I have to do an internship, and I was lucky enough to get it here at home, and I'm really happy to be doing this challenge.
Very cool. So Juan DeMonte, just heard him. Angela Bird, we've got also in the studio, coach and challenger, respectively, for the WCHL Healthiest You Challenge, again, presented by UNC Healthcare, UNC Wellness Centers, I-9 Sports, one of the sponsors as well. This is Team I-9 Sports we're talking to. So Angela, what has been the best part of the challenge so far?
I think the best part is, or so far, has been just meeting new people.
Mm.
I didn't expect to have nearly as much fun with this as we have been having, but I think we have a great team. Communication is, I think, one thing that makes us cohesive. We communicate outside of email and outside of, you know, our workouts to coordinate things. So I think the fun thing is just making new friends and having people to work out with that challenge you and hold you accountable.
That's really cool. And yeah. I know we talked with so many people who all say the same thing. Like, it's really all about having those seven fellow competitors,
yes,
and the coach to really keep you motivated and keep you going to the gym and doing all of the activities. A lot of really cool activities that different teams have done. What have been some of the fun ones that you all have done?
Wow. Rock climbing.
Nice.
That was one thing on my bucket list that I think I have a passion for it now. I've done that. I've done a little bit of dance. We've done strength training, some TRX. Juan gets really creative with our outdoor workout, so they have been very challenging but fun in the end.
And
so
all of those are available at the Wellness Center, right?
Oh, right.
For the most part,
yeah. For the most part, yeah. They have all the fitness clinics, and then on top of that, they have group fitness classes that are really, really, really fun, like the TRX class, and we don't have something for the rock climb or the rock wall, but it's something that everybody should try that's doing the challenge, because it's really fun. I've tried it myself at the beginning of my internship, and it was one of the toughest arm workouts that I've gotten, or one of the good ones. So it's a really good activity to do.
Big time. So, again, speaking with Wanda Monte and Angela Bird, we got the UNC Healthcare, UNC Wellness Center, Ionine Sports, and a bunch of other sponsors helping us put on the WCHL Healthiest You Challenge. We're in week six right now, so we're getting close to the end. And Angela, first of all, how do you feel now compared to 6 weeks ago? Do you feel a difference? Or?
I do.
Yeah.
I will say, like the first week, I wasn't even able to run a full lap.
Yeah.
And now I can do that. I've succeeded and surpassed that
goal. Awesome.
So I can do that. And I'm sore. I will say that.
In a good
from
way,
our Monday,
though, right?
Yeah, yeah, definitely. But we have some pretty incredible workouts, and we have residual feelings about them after. So.
Awesome. Again, this is still ongoing. We're running short on time before this Healthiest You Challenge wraps up. But again, 64 competitors will have the wrap-up party in just a little while. And Juan, I'll let you have the last word before we let you go. For people who are out there who are not among the 64 competitors who are just looking to get fit, stay healthy, get healthier, what's the number one piece of advice that you can give?
I would say find a good support group or like a good... or people that can, you know, support you throughout a journey of changing your lifestyle and becoming more healthy. So I think surrounding yourself with either family, friends, or even people that are, you know, trying to do the same thing that you're looking to do, it's very important. Besides the fact of, you know, going to the gym or changing your diet, I think first of all you have to have a good support group.
Mm-hmm. Well, Wanda Monte, Angela Bird, thank you so much for being here. Best of luck on the rest of the challenge, and we'll see you at the finale.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.